Samora says no, it could be ratio of the sefer to come dime. It could be both the ratio and the sefer, both talking about we said dime, the value of the shor should be upon him. So that's the difference then. Ratio diyomar yaktish hashor l'domov. The ratio was he's saying right now, the shor right now has kedusha on it for its domim. So if you have a no from it, you're over the yisamilu, the kedusha's domim right now on the shor. The sefer to come up, but the sefer he meant to say was like later when I sell it and I have money from it, then you catch it, then that money should be kaddish. So here's the question: how is it chaleda? I have ain other matnish davar shlobal yelam. Since you don't own it, you don't have that money yet. You only have the shor right now. And what are you saying? That later when you sell the shor and get the money, you want that money to have kedusha on it. But right now you don't have that money yet. So how could the kedusha be chal? It's a So Mary says, yes, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav, I'll tell you how money Rabbi Mehi. This Brisa goes according to Rabbi Mehi Shita. The Yama that he holds, Odom Amakdish Dovah Shlo Bal Yolam, yes, he couldn't make a Maisa right now, Tidichah Fuleda, even though right now you can't make the Chalais, right now it's not here, you don't have the money yet. So Mary goes according to Rabbi Mehi. Now he could hear me something like this, that all Malay Rav Papa Labaya, Rav Papa said to Rabaya, for Yom we learn some say Rami Bar Chama and Rav Chizda. Rami Bar Chama said Rav Chizda, come on, he said right away, who does this go like? Rabbi Meir. It goes like Rabbi Meir, not for a question, who does it go like? But he said right away, the Chur goes according to Rabbi Meir, the other Matzah is double Shabbal Yelam. So the Chur, they have to go like him. Oh, Malay, yes, the back, yes, V'yela, come on. Ella, like who else? It's true, Enechanami. I, it's like Yochid Rabbi Meir, Enechanami. This goes like Rabbi Meir Shita, that you could be Matzah. Therefore, the case is that you're saying right now, this shor, I want later that when I sell it and I get money for the shor, I want that money to be kaddish. So even though that money you don't have around right now, and nothing is chal, no kaddush is chal right now, and therefore the shor right now is chulin, if you have a no, there's no asamila, but still you could be makdish adov shlobaliyam. Now, we could demasni lo'aho, some learned this whole shalom that we came out to say, it goes according to Rabbi Meir, that you makdish adov shlobaliyam on this halacha. Viko the master loho on this halacha. It says what? It says Hamaske by Yistachaveroi. If somebody rents out his house to his friend, Hamaske by Yistachaveroi. Finis Naga. And then there becomes a Nega. The house has a Nega Tsaras. The locher is, you have to like knock down the house. So Alpha Pisha Choltekain, even though the Kain Paskin already said clearly that the bias is Tomei, and we know that whenever the Kain comes back, he'll have to knock down the wall. Still, Aymalay, the Balabas, has a right to say to the Seichel, the one that rented his house, Haresh Elach Lufanecha. Listen, right now, Kozman, the Kohen, does not knock down the house. You have a house to live in. And you can't tell me, I rented from your house. This is not called house. Give me a different house. No, Kozman, the house is okay. The Seichel has to live there. Nitzu, but once the Kohen comes, the Taka knocks down the wall, knocks down the Mokam Anega, then the Locher is Chayiv Lamed Loi Bayis. Then the owner of the master has to supply to him another house. Now this person rented a house. You have to supply him a house. This house he can't live in anymore. So you have to give him another one. What's going to be Hegdishai? Let's say the master, we'll soon see who it is, but Hegdishai. Let's say the owner was Makdish the house. Then Hadar boy, Malas Chal Hegdish. Whoever lives there has to give the rent to Hegdish. So when it says Hegdishai, if your owner was Makdishit Hadarboy, the person that lives there, Hechi Motzi Hegdishay Hadarboy. So how do you mean it was like this? That who was Makdishit? The Seicha, the one that's renting it, the one that's living there right now. So the question is, Hechi Motzi Makdishlo, how could he be Makdish the house? The Pasuk says, Ish Ki Yaktish Beisai Kodesh Amarachmana. So like this, Ma Beis of Rishusay, just like a house that's in your Rishus, is Afko Rishusay, anything else has to be in your Rishus. It could only be marked as something that's in your Rishus. Here, this house belongs to the master, not to the one that's renting it. You're only living there right now. You're only renting it, but it's not in your Rishus. So how could he be marked as this? Gemara says, true, this is what the Brisa means to say. Take Hegdishay Maskir, that the one that rented it out to the owner, he was marked as the house. Now, the Lachur is Adar boy, the one that's renting and living there, is Malas Chal Hegdish. He has to pay the rent to Hegdish. So Gemara asks the question, Hegdishay Maskir, if the maski was makdish the house, sahechi daibo, so who the hegdish is chal, sa'akri the soicha the rent to live there. The milakoi, he's over in Yisra Mila, since it's chal hegdish, it's also to have enough from it. Fesu, secondly, Malas Chal Hegdish, what do you say? You have to give the Schar to Hegdish, Kivun the Molba. Since the person lives there over the Yisra Mila, Nofik Le Schar L'chulun, L'chur the Kedusha goes off the house. Like it's Nofik L'chulun, when you Molba, so the Kedusha goes off it. So once the Kedusha goes off it, now you don't have to give the Schar, the rent to Hegdish anymore. So my answer to the case is talking about over here, the Yomar, L'kishi Yavoyu Scharoi Yakish. That the master, the owner of the house, said like this, that later when the circle will give me the rent, I want to be makdish that rent. So take it chal, and when the person gives the rent, he has to give it to Hegdish. So this the question is, I vo ein other makdish double shalom al yerlam. Right now you don't have the rent yet, so how could you be makdish if you don't have the rent? So my answer is, I'm Rav Yudam Arav, or money to lose, go like a money of Meir, goes according to Rav Meir. The Yomar of Meir holds, Adam makdish nova shlobal yolim. Yes, you could be makdish something that's not in this world yet. So therefore, you have a right to be makdish now. The maskir of the house, the owner of the house, could say that later, when the person pays me the rent, I want that rent to be kaddish. Even though you don't have the rent right now, you could be makdish nova shlobal yolim. And he could the army some say omle rav popla baya popasat baya. The yarmula some say rav mori bachomle rav chizda. Command who loses go like Rabbi Meir. The Yom that it says, or the Makdish Dov L'Shem Bali Yelam, because of Kotor Rav Meir. I guess the question like, does it go according to him? Or Malay, yes, we have the command. Who else? True. There's a lot only goes according to Rabbi Meir, that you could be Makdish Dov L'Shem Bali Yelam. All right, we'll stop here.